This is the Ned and Josh podcast.
Melaganas, Edwards Johnson, the team that gives you more. Visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.
Josh, brand new Billie Eilish song in time for the brand new Bond film.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the theme song, No Time to Die.
We're in the Bond.
It was released on Friday, I'm pretty sure.
It's a full-on Bond bonanza over the next couple of months. The marketing is going to be an onslaught. Do you want to hear what the song sounds like
a little bit? I would love to.
Okay.
You really like this song.
I like this song a lot. Yeah, and so you don't.
Everyone on the internet loves this song. I don't like it at all. Do you want my impression of every Billie Eilish song?
No,
I really,
I really don't. The following comments are not endorsed by the Ned and Josh Show or Hit 104.7 in general. Stop it.
So she's released this song. Look, I get everyone likes it. I just don't really care for it. I just don't think there's any big crescendo. Now, obviously, when you write a James Bond theme song, it has to go through so many people because obviously it's tied to this movie. You can't just be talking about like, hey, has anyone seen Austin Powers in the lyrics? Like,
No, you have to have a very clear narrative in the song.
Because a lot of the time it ties into like Skyfall. Didn't the lyrics of that kind of tie into the movie as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is what I'm talking about. It's very, very important to get it just right.
The World Is Not Enough by Garbage has literal lines from the movie as lyrics in the song.
There you go.
They do a collaboration and tie it all together.
Exactly right. So I'd imagine you would have to talk to the producers, the director, whatever, the studio. You would have to get a lot of people to sign off. But one person that actually had to give their tick of approval to that song was none other than James Bond himself, Daniel Craig. He was personally like looking over the song, was like, yep, okay, that's good to
go.
He's
a producer on these movies.
He's a producer on these movies.
For the first time ever, he's the first Bond actor to be a producer as well.
Was he a producer on any of the other ones?
He was a producer on Spectre.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that makes sense why he's been asked.
Yeah.
But how funny, because Daniel Craig's like 50-something, isn't he?
Yeah, but see, this is the thing. You're right. You're 100% right. And I feel like he's a cool 50.
He's still James Bond. Yeah.
So my thing is like, does he have a good taste of music? What taste of music does James Bond have?
I've never
been able to work that out.
Because I always, in my mind, I'm always like, do you think that James Bond likes the theme songs? Like the actual character, like in View to a Kill.
Yeah.
Do you think that James Bond
56
was
56-year-old Roger Moore.
Yeah, it was like, oh, God, I love Duran Duran.
Sitting you with a view to a kill.
Yeah.
He's actually driving around his Aston Martin listening to Hungry Like the Wolf. He's like, you know who we need to get for this theme song? Duran Duran.
Duran Duran, that'd be perfect. But that's what I mean. Do you reckon Daniel Craig drives around in his car going like, duh.
I just think we need to have, because this is so out of place in James Bond movies, but more scenes with James driving in the car listening to music.
Carpool karaoke.
Just classic music, modern music, whatever he listens to while driving.
Yeah.
Let's get a few of those scenes in. Of course, I'm talking about like a bit more of a Fast and Furious vibe, but that's fine.
That's it. Just cue in one of the scenes. It goes, Mr. Bond, we've fitted in an automatic machine gun in the front of your car, and it also streams Spotify.
Your No Time to Die playlist is loaded.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Five Sauce. Don't know what they're doing, really. I'm not the biggest.
They were here for Firefight Australia.
They were here for Firefight Australia. What are their fans called? Five Sauces?
I actually don't know what their fandom's called.
Summerers?
Yeah.
Fivers?
Fans.
Fans.
Yeah.
Five Seconds of Summer fans will be quite disappointed to know that one of the dudes, I'm pretty sure Michael maybe, is getting married.
Okay.
Engaged to his girlfriend, I think, last year. He is, the rest of the boys, the other three boys, are figuring out what his bachelor party should be.
Mm.
Now, they have disclosed that Michael, I think, is a huge fan of LARP, which, for those who do not know, is live-action role-playing.
Is that, out of the Paul Rudd movie, Role Models, the thing where...
It's not from that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That thing in that where they dress up and play, like, medieval, like Game of Thrones, but they, like, act it out.
Exactly right. It's like when you ever hear of, like, a medieval festival and when everyone's dressed up as barmaids and knights and stuff like that. He's very much into that.
Good on him.
So they want to incorporate that that, mm-hmm. like a huge version of that, into his bachelor party, like into his bucks.
That'd actually be sick.
It would be very, very cool. They are saying as well, the thing that I think steps the line from like, oh, this would be a really cool thing for us to do for our friend that would incorporate something he really likes, into we're a little too good for our own good.
Mm.
They are saying that they would love to get Hugh Jackman involved.
Oh, enemy of the show.
To play some kind of part in this live-action role-playing game, maybe some kind of knight or a king or something. It's not being filmed, by the way.
You'd have to give him top billing. He'd have to be the king, wouldn't
he? Well, unless you can get someone else.
Yeah,
Guy Pearce, he's Australian.
He's now the king.
Hopkins. Look, I think this is incredibly arrogant to be like, oh, Hugh, you do that acting thing, whatever. Yeah. Well, want to come and hang out with Michael and pretend to be a king for an afternoon?
Nah, not good on.
They're not filming this. This isn't for anything other than he just like it.
This is finally a role Hugh Jackman's fit for.
Wow, fit for? Well, he's been nominated for an Oscar, hasn't he?
He's enemy of the show.
Yeah.
Refused to speak to Rock and Robin in an interview. Yeah, I mean, that was technically his publicist that did that on his behalf. But no, look, I'm all for this. I mean, honestly, it would probably up it to the level of it could be filmed now.
Yeah. Like,
and I mean, all of a sudden, your bachelor party's now a movie. That's pretty exciting.
It would probably.
Actually, that would be horrifying for most people.
I was going to say, this is probably the only bachelor party in history that would be cool to be filmed.
Yeah, definitely the only one that could be shown in mainstream cinemas, that's for sure.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Josh, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, there was obviously the hailstorm that hit Canberra with golf ball sized hailstones falling out of the sky. Lot of damage done to a lot of cars. Thankfully, it actually didn't come to where we work, so we missed out on it, and I didn't understand the full gravity of it until I checked Facebook and was like, oh my God, like people's cars. It's funny driving around and you go like to a big car park, maybe in Civic or out in like Fishwick or something, and you see all of the cars that are dinged up.
Look like Swiss cheese.
I feel so bad for them.
I drove past like out near IKEA, that back road. That's where they're keeping all the cars that were written off for insurance.
Yeah.
It looks like an airport car park in
crazy.
New York City.
Yeah.
Like there are so many cars. The scale of it. The news story today, most dense hail the capital seen since 1999.
That's crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
That's insane. And this is what I'm talking about. Like, it was so scary that when the threat of another hailstorm was arose yesterday.
Severe weather warnings.
A lot of people got very nervous because they're like, potentially I just got my car fixed. My car's on the verge of being written off, but I'm going to get some money for it.
Been I don't on car need sales, to be... just got myself a new car.
Exactly right. A lot of people were very, very nervous. And instead this time, because I feel like no one really estimated how bad this hailstorm was going to be the first time.
Came out of nowhere.
Came out of nowhere and people were caught off guard. This time was not the case. I checked on like a bunch of like Canberra notice boards or Canberra like groups on Facebook and the ways that people were protecting their cars were very, very inventive.
Very creative.
I spoke to I was hanging at my girlfriend's today. She said her uncle just put a doona over his car.
Yeah, smart.
That's smart. Well,
smart.
I don't know how well it's going to work, but at least it'll like stop the glass from smashing maybe.
Surely it provides some kind of protection.
Well, it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
You would imagine. But the other things
straight
that people
ice on metal.
Yeah.
You know, better to have a layer of, you know, padding on top of that.
A lot of people, the smartest one I think I saw was yoga mats. A lot of people using yoga mats.
Ooh, that is clever.
It's very buoyant.
Who
it's
has
like
that many,
phone.
Apart from a yoga instructor, who has that many yoga mats on hand? But
a lot of people have a lot of yoga mats,
that's
apparently.
Smart. That is good work.
A lot of people just putting the yoga mat over their windscreen as to not smash it. Everything else is going to get dinged. But like
a lot of people using a cover of some kind, like a garage or an undercover car
well,
park.
That's
or,
not, yeah, I was going to say, that's not applicable for a lot of people.
No, that's true.
As the first hailstone will show. I would love to know on 131060... Because there were so many people doing this yesterday.
Yeah.
It was like, I saw dozens and dozens of photos of this. Were you one of the people that tried to protect your car with something a little inventive?
Yes.
Because I would love to hear from you on 131060.
This can be, and because everybody's obviously got a couple of weeks ago fresh in their minds, this could almost be a bit of a guide as to what did you do? How are we going to do this in future? If somebody thought, I didn't even think to carry this in my car and protect my car.
Exactly right.
Maybe they can hear your idea and go, I'm going to buy 15 yoga mats. That's a really smart idea.
131060, get on the phone right now. What was your protection for your car during this hailstorm scare?
Wasn't
quite a hailstorm.
Let's get a list of possible ways to do it. We got Sally on the line from Gungahlin. Sally, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, Sally.
Good, Sally. Now, what was your invention to basically save the day for your car in the event of a hailstorm?
Well, my mom, she used a carpet because one of our car already got ridden off.
Mm.
And she's really nervous. She's like, I don't want a second car to go off, so I'm going to put a carpet over it.
Like a bit of a spare bit of rolled up carpet? Is that what you're talking about?
Like actually one of those stiff carpets.
Oh, yeah, perfect. That's very, very, very clever.
Did you...
You can get a lot of that. That's very clever,
Did you think that was going to work, Sally, when your mum showed you? Were you like, that'll work, or were you like, eh, we'll see?
She was like, oh, I don't know. I've heard in the news there's a big storm coming up. We have about 5 cars in front of the house. They're like, can I get you all to take your car into undercover car park?
No, the carpet was definitely a good move.
Maybe it's a good idea.
Don't start ripping up your lounge room or anything. That was a good move. Good move.
Buy some carpet.
Tony's on the line right now from Bonner. Tony, what was your inventive way to protect your car yesterday?
I had a canopy with walls on it.
Oh, actually, bringing a tent with you everywhere. How do you set that up in a car park?
Sorry?
How do you set that up in a car park for people who are maybe wanting to do this themselves?
I opened my car, sandbags on the legs and that.
Smart.
I'm going to say, Tony...
I just got a replacement car from the other hailstorm, so I wasn't
going to
get...
Don't take the chance.
Yeah, Tony, the only thing I would be worried about is because there was no real hail yesterday, there was very strong winds.
Sandbags.
There was hail in Bonner.
But there was stronger winds. The only thing that's worse than hail damage is canopy damage when the tent flies away.
You got to be careful.
So sandbag those babies down.
It does actually sound like Tony's calling from the middle of a hailstorm right now, but thank you very much for the call, mate. Victoria's on the line. Victoria, wrap this up for us. What was the way you kept your car nice and safe?
We used rugs and rocks. And a bit of everything, actually.
Rugs and rocks and a bit of everything.
Okay, I'm confused by the rocks. So you just threw them at the car to really just stuff it up straight away so you wouldn't be upset about the hail? Or were the rocks to hold down the rugs?
Well, no, the rocks to hold down the rugs. Very good. But we had a really big gust of wind come through and the rock actually fell on the bonnet of my partner's car and put a big dent in it anyway.
That's disappointing.
Is he mad for Victoria or is he like, oh, well, there's a price of doing business?
It was a bit like, oh my God, that was good of bloody Rara.
God's sake.
Quite funny.
You know what? The idea of this was new inventions.
Yeah.
That maybe less rocks. Yeah. Less rocks. We've worked that out with Victoria's help.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Ned, did you see the story about the cow?
You'll need to be more specific.
It was a cow roaming about Gilmore Street, Tuggeranong.
Yeah.
Just walking about. The photo that's here, the photo that I'm looking at is just wandering on the footpath between two bins.
So has it escaped? Do they know where it's from?
No idea. No idea what's going on here. Mainly because I mean, there's a story here attached.
Yeah.
I don't want to read it. I just like the photos, and I just want to imagine that this cow was just having a bit of a stroll around.
He's broken free, and he's just like, you know what? I need to see the sights. I'm not a well-traveled cow.
A lot of people would think, well, this is a problem, obviously. We need to get in touch with the cow's owner, make sure the cow goes back. We don't want the cow to get hurt. We don't want anyone to accidentally hit the cow. I agree with all of those things, but I would like to see this happen with a bit more regularity.
Just so animals escape.
This has brought me so much joy this morning, just seeing a cow somewhere it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Why don't we just institute this once every couple of days in a suburb somewhere?
Yeah.
Just, a pig.
Hey.
Ooh. Giraffe. Just on the way to work.
Yeah.
Keep the animals safe, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
But just on the way to work, you just see a random animal you're not expecting to see. How much would that give you something to talk about for the rest of the day? You don't believe it.
Yeah.
On the way to work this morning, on the parkway, I saw a bloody zebra just standing there on the side of the road eating some grass. You'd have stuff to talk about for the whole week to everyone you met from that point forward.
Do you think that this is how the beginnings of Jurassic Park started?
What do you mean?
Like, how good would it be if you just like saw this out and about?
Yeah, that's true, actually.
This is the conversation they absolutely had at one point.
I'll draw the line in animals that can eat you.
Yeah,
I don't think I wouldn't like to go, oh, did you see that panther on the way to work this morning? That was incredible.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Ned, there is all sorts of campaigns happening at the moment in a European country to get people to go and live there.
Which is weird because Europe's beautiful.
Europe is beautiful, but it is sparsely populated when it comes to the rural areas of Italy.
Ah. Perfect. The birthplace of the pizza, I think.
Isn't pizza... No, let's not go into that.
I actually don't know. Is it from America?
A lot of Americans claim they invented pizza. Like Italians in America invented pizza. So it's technically an American invention. But I don't believe that for a second.
Me neither. Pizza origin.
No, let's not do this. This is not what this is meant to be.
It does say Italy, yeah, Naples.
Good. Yeah, good.
But we can also get a pizza for very cheap.
I think we can all agree Pizza Hut originated in America.
And you can't out Pizza the Hut.
Yeah, you know. I'm very excited to tell you that today, because I don't know if you've been listening to this show, but I'm finally joining the dots. We've talked about this probably about three times over the last year.
Yeah.
In Italy, they've been doing all sorts of things. Like €1 will buy you a house in certain parts of Italy.
Crazy.
It's absolutely crazy. I think there's contracts to agree to live in the area.
And you need to start a business
as well.
You need
to renovate the house. Yeah. But essentially, €1 down, you could have a house. Tiora, which is a destination located in the southern region of Campania.
Okay.
Probably stuff both of those up.
Yeah.
Is actually changing the game a little bit, hoping to lure people into their beautiful location by paying the rent for people who come to live there.
That's crazy.
So they're going, so don't buy €1 worth of a holiday house.
No.
We want you to actually live in the community.
Yeah.
So the way we're going to do that, not a cheap house, we'll pay for you to live there.
That's crazy to me.
Absolutely fantastic. I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, what are we actually doing here?
I mean you and me. I mean any Canberran.
Oh, yeah. But I specifically mean you and me.
Thousands of dollars to go over to Europe for a holiday. They're going to pay you to go and live in Italy and have a more Italian experience than you probably would get pretty much anywhere else.
It would be amazing. So far, like,
live in real Italy. Like, just with an actual small Italy. Italian town. You wouldn't see. There's probably not going to be any major tourist attractions, but you will get a real, genuine experience.
I think people would think that you were some kind of CIA agent, spy, hitman on the run. If, like, all of a sudden just some random Australian turned up to a little beautiful Italian town and like had this house that was really, like, for seemingly no reason they just got this house.
Of disposable cash as well.
There was a movie about with George Clooney where that was the exact plot of the movie. I feel like people would be very suspicious of you.
Still be amazing though, wouldn't it?
It would be great. It would be worth it. Because honestly, I think that's a part of the intrigue.
The suspicion would make it more fun for me. People trying to guess what I'm doing there. I think
it would be very appealing to a lot of people as well. They'd be like, well, who's this mystery man?
God knows we could still do the radio show from over there. Just ask Kizzy and Kate.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Ned, literally one of the most famous women in the world at the moment is Meghan Markle.
Correct.
Everybody's kept up to date with what's going on with them. Ironically trying to get more privacy. It's been the most interesting thing that's happened.
Yeah, it's funny how desperately we're trying to find out what they're up to at all times and then also having a go at them for not getting out of the limelight.
People in America thought they found her on a JetBlue flight as a flight attendant. Turns out, just one of the flight attendants on the JetBlue flight looks incredibly like Meghan Markle.
Yeah, I reckon.
So this flight attendant said that, you know, she gets passengers all the time, ask her, hey, are you Meghan Markle?
Mm-hmm.
So, look, I'm not having to go at this flight attendant because she does look a lot like Meghan Markle.
Yeah, that's fine.
Good on her. That's a bit of a fun thing to have going on at the moment. You know, you probably run into a few people and be like, oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But for those passengers, and I'll say it, actually stupid enough to be sitting in seat 12F, see the flight attendant keep coming past and go, oh, no, I'm sorry, Karen, I've got to do it. I've just got to ask her. I'll push the call button. I've just got to ask her. Getting all the way to the step where you are saying to the flight attendant, excuse me, I'm sorry to bother, but are you Meghan Markle?
Mm-hmm.
I can't explain how stupid that is. Yeah. Like, how would that... What would have to be happening for that to be a thing that no one's noticed?
Yeah.
She would have to be going so incognito. She'd have to have some kind of airline fetish because there's no reason why Meghan Markle would do that. She'd have to be either maybe entering acting again, studying for a role as a flight attendant perhaps.
Of course,
there is just no logical reason realistically why she would actually be a flight attendant in, like, a flying over the middle of America flight.
The people that ask these questions, I don't understand their thought process at all, because if I was this lady who looked like Meghan Markle, I'd be like, yes.
And then where
do
you go?
Happens?
Then what happens?
They go like, oh, do you like your job? Like, yeah, it's fine. Can I get you some water or would you like some wine?
Aspirin, sorry. He's delightful.
He's great. Can
I please get back to work?
Yeah. What would they do? Would their heads just explode? Would they tell everyone on the plane?
I don't know.
It's
That's
so
my
dumb.
Point. Why?
I feel like these people are asking just so they get the clarification of no. I'm not
Yeah.
Or it's like a backhanded compliment. It's like, God, you look so pretty. You could almost be this very pretty person.
No, I'm not.
But you're not. You just look a lot like
him. Oh, dear. Yeah. If you think you see a famous person...
Like a 9-to-5 job.
If you think you see George Clooney working at Woolies, No.
Yeah,
don't even go. Don't go and ask the guy because he hears it all the time and I guarantee you he's had enough of it. Then again, the guy looks like George Clooney, so I don't really care if he's a little bit annoyed. He's already won the jackpot, really.
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
For personal injury compensation, there's one team that gives you more. Visit MEJ.com.au.
Hit 104.7.